call the meeting to order.
Go for it.
Okay. I'm calling the November 27th regular board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Lozinski?
Here.
Kraft?
Here.
Fanouken?
Here.
Stoll?
Here.
Winter?
Here.
Okay, let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I want to thank you all for coming. We have a really full house tonight, a lot of things going on. So thanks to everyone for being here. At this time, I need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Fanouken?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have our first hearing of the public, which has to, if you're going to speak, it must be related to an agenda item. And if you wish to speak, please come up and state your name and address. Okay, no one coming forward. Okay. The board members have reviewed previous minutes from the October 23rd meeting, and are there any additions or corrections to those?
No.
Okay, if not, then please designate your approval by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Okay, it's time we start all right. Our festivities.
Let's do it. Typically in a board meeting for students, we would face the board because it is their meeting, but since we have so many folks here, we're going to turn and face the audience here. We're recognizing two Westlake staff members today. We have two awards. One is the Excellence in Classified Service, and the other is Excellence in Teaching. And this is how we select who gets this. In order to be considered for these awards, you need to be nominated by two of your colleagues, and it needs to at least two of your colleagues, and also it needs to be approved by the principal. And then what we do is we take previous winners of these awards and we use them as our selection committee. So they'll come in and review the different candidates who are nominated, and then we'll go through them and decide who the award winner would be. This evening, I want to start with the Excellence in Classified Service, and we can call up Judy Spitzer. Come on up, Judy. Now, I can tell you, and here's your plaque. When we received multiple nominations for Judy, I would say at least 10, coming from Dover Elementary School. And the common theme was not only what she provided to her students, but also to her colleagues in the environment that she creates by being there and what she does every day. So I do want to share what I thought was a funny story with Judy. And everybody in Dover, I think, knows this, and this will be the last time I tell the story. But I really enjoy it. So yes, hold me to that. So here's what happened. So the Dover staff found out that Judy was receiving this award. And so they got her flowers and a card. And they started passing the card around. The issue is someone passed the card to Judy to sign. So fortunately, Judy thought it was for Julie and signed it. So was completely unaware that she was the person getting the award. And so it was fun, and I think you wrote well-deserved or something like that. So I think that's a card you've got to hold on to because she actually signed it and complimented herself. But I think the nice part was, and Julie was such a sport to where we said, well, since we're going to have, since Judy thinks this award is for someone else, what if we all sit in the room and invite Judy in and tell her we're bringing the other person down? And so that's exactly what we did. And then as we were waiting for the other person to come in, we turned to Judy and said, by the way, Judy, this award is for you. And it was kind of fun to watch her response to that. Now, I do have Patty up here with me, and she is one of the people who did nominate Judy. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Nick Miller come up when we talk about the other person. She could just say a few words about Judy and the nomination.
Judy is a phenomenal friend, colleague, overall wonderful person. She's one of those people that if you need something done, you ask Judy. Whenever you ask her, she's always, what can I do? And even if you don't ask her, she's always willing to jump in and say, what can I do? She's worked for Westlake Schools for over 20 years. She loves coming to do her job. She comes in early before school starts in the fall. She stays late. She brings her work home with her because she works with the younger grades and she's always busy cutting. She also is working all the sporting events. So you may see her at a volleyball game, soccer event, basketball, wrestling. You'll see her everywhere. But she's such a wonderful person. Standing at the door every morning, she'll greet the kids, she hugs them goodbye, she's there on the playground, she ties their shoes, she helps them when they get hurt, she's always willing to go beyond what anybody would ever expect, so we're very, very proud of you, and congratulations.
Good knitter, too. Thank you. Our Excellence in Teaching Award goes to LaVon Safransky, if she can come. So we went through the same process with Mrs. Safransky, and she had multiple nominations from her building, and this one was also really hard. There were some really great candidates in both pools, so going through, we found ourselves reading the descriptions over and over and over again, trying to figure out who to go with, and LaVon stood out to myself as well as the team that we had in, again, past winners of this award. And when we started looking through, we saw that she was not only doing a stellar job at one grade level, but it was as if every time she moved to another one, it wasn't one of those things that was an excuse, oh, I'm in a new role, I'm doing a new thing. She really took on, I think you just moved to sixth grade science. Mm-hmm. And she moved to grade level and really embedded herself in that and did a fantastic job getting ready for her students. And we also saw a trend, both with Judy and LaVon, was it was not only, it's great, they're absolutely student focused, but they're also making their colleagues better. And so that was a real positive thing that we saw in LaVon as well. So Nick has a few words to share.
Nick Miller, principal at Dover Intermediate School. Was really excited when I saw that LaVon had received the nomination from the staff, and was of course more than happy to approve it. LaVon is, you know, I think part of the reason that she received so much support from the staff is just the person that she is. And I know this is something that you've deserved for quite a while, but as Scott mentioned, she I've seen her work with fifth grade, I've seen her work with sixth grade, I've seen her work with our gifted students, our students with disabilities, and she works extremely well with all of those groups, and I think that's one of the things that makes LaVon so unique is her passion and enthusiasm for student learning, no matter what kind of student she's working with. And that's been, I think, really, really evident. When we needed some staff to go on our sixth grade outdoor education trip, LaVon was one of the first people that jumped up and volunteered. There's a need in the building, LaVon is always right there to jump up and take on the challenge. If you walk by her classroom, she has actually the vivarium is very close to her classroom, so you don't even have to walk in to see what's going on. But just walking by her classroom, you see all of the different things that she's doing with her students. If you ever spend time in that classroom, they're not just sitting there passively. She's got them up teaching science. They're doing experiments. And it's just really, really cool. It's the thing you read about, you know, when someone wants to become a teacher, you can still see that passion in LaVon, and you see her students excited about it as well. So that huge window, I think, allows everyone to see what a great job she's doing. We've also learned a few lessons over the years. Sex education is a bad idea in your room because all of the students can see the video of what's going on, but it does allow us to get a great glimpse into the awesome things that LaVon does every day with kids. So I'm so excited for LaVon, and I know the staff is too because of the person that she is. Just ask her how she spends her time over the summer. I mean, she literally volunteers her time in different parts of the world helping other people less fortunate. So that gives you kind of a glimpse into who she is as a person, and you see it in her role every day as an educator. She just works so hard and cares so much about her students, and I'm just really proud. We're really excited to have you on the staff.
Do you want me to mention the other two? Just on two other people we have to recognize, not with our formal awards, but who have received awards elsewhere. We have our assistant principal, one of the assistant principals at the high school, Mr. Ned Lauver, was named the State of Ohio's OASSA Assistant Principal of the Year. And also we had Mr. Tony Cipollone, who was inducted, I believe, into the Baldwin Wallace Hall of Fame.
Well, that was previous. This is Plum High School.
Oh, this one was his high school. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So he was inducted into his high school Hall of Fame. So we congratulate him on that.
Baldwin Wallace was a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, right?
Yeah. So he's in multiple Hall of Fames.
Yes.
So congratulations, Tony.
Congratulations again to everybody.
Yeah.
You want to?
Well, I just, from the board too, Judy and LaVon, thank you so much for your service. You really exemplify what we stand for in Westlake Schools. When we talk about educating for excellence, we know that you're setting the bar so high, not only for yourselves, but for your students. You just model, you know, what you want your students to be doing, and we really, really, truly appreciate it. So thank you for your service.
Any other comments? Prior to moving on with our agenda, the families and friends of those of LaVon and Judy, you're more than welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting. However, if you do have other things, if you're taking her out to dinner or something, then please don't feel that you need to stay. Government students, you do.
Yeah. It's been a long day. Yeah. Thank you all for coming. Okay, so at this time, we're going to move forward with our CAC report. Mr. Horowitz.
Thank you. This month's report, we're working on our project, and we should be able to give you an interim report, maybe in a few months, probably at the February meeting. But I wanted to report on, we have started, we've opened up a Facebook page. It is the Westlake City Schools Citizens Advisory Committee Facebook page. So please, everybody, go there, like it, follow it. We'll be making posts regarding, just news regarding the districts, students, any students who are recognized. Just general information about the CAC. Hopefully, our goal is to try and use that as a, it's kind of like a recruitment tool, try and get people more interested in the CAC, and hopefully you'll consider joining us. I originally wanted to have it closed to all comments. Unfortunately, Facebook doesn't do that, so there might be, we have to allow the comments. Anything that has obscenity or any profanity will be eliminated. But other than that, I'm going to assume that there are going to be comments to the posts. There'll be a disclaimer saying that all the materials in the comments are not reflective of the CAC, the board, or the district. That's all I wanted to give you.
And once your project is underway, you can post the pictures of the great things you're doing.
Yes. I want to show the CAC is, we are an integral part of how the district operates.
Okay. I was going to say, Tom, you might be, you've done so many projects over the years, you might even want to think about archiving them somewhere publicly on Facebook so that people can go back and look at them.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, you've got them on the website, so you could just highlight different ones. Great idea.
Yeah, I'll be working with Tim to get content onto the page. And if this goes well, I think we're going to open up a Twitter account in a couple of months.
All right.
Thanks, Tom. If you would remind me, the last meeting was when?
Last meeting was last week. Our next meeting is actually next week, December 4th.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. And then we have a plan for next year because we're waiting for you guys to set your meeting schedule.
And I know the board is familiar with the project that you have ahead. I had the opportunity to attend the last meeting on the 16th, and I just wanted to quickly update the board in case they were unfamiliar with that meeting. But of course, Chairman Tom Horowitz was there. Mrs. Essig was there. Abby Mattu and Patrick Lee were our student participants. Superintendent Goggin was there too. And of course, Mr. Mangles, Director Mangles at Portland Public Library. The information that night that we shared included, of course, the possibility of a West Campus Wetland Nature Center and an East Campus Woodland Nature Center, right?
Yes.
And the potential for grant-based funding, such as through the EPA, which I was interested to hear a little bit about that. There are some existing models out there that you're following, including the Georgia Outdoor Classroom that you may be leaning on, and also reaching out to Cleveland Metro Parks. So just excited to be a part of that. The board appreciates you being a part of it. Thanks for including us, and we're looking forward to the next meeting.
Yeah, sure. And at the meeting last week, we had the city field engineer. His name slips him out, but he attended, gave us a better idea of what areas can be developed to more of the outdoor classroom that we're envisioning.
That's great.
For the next school year, kind of moving forward. The goal of the plan
is to highlight all that Westlake has to offer. You have the same high-quality education and opportunities that all of the private schools that surround you have. So the goal of this is to start telling that story to not only internal, to retain students, but to attract students and build that Westlake pride, not only internally, but out in the community as well. So in this plan, you'll see several different tactics. Keep in mind, these are all in addition to what you're already doing. So this is in addition to the new website that looks awesome, the Facebook page, social media accounts, newsletters, quality profile, all those will still happen. This is just some things that we would like to try in addition to that to send that message. The very first one is the district video that we would like to put together. So this video would be a snapshot. It wouldn't be very long, you know, 2 to 3 minutes to keep people's attention, but a snapshot of everything that Westlake has to offer. We do interviews with teachers, administrators, students, even alumni, if we could get them to talk about why Westlake, what makes Westlake so awesome, what are the great things that you're doing, and that we can share on social media, on the website, during events at the school, run them through the buildings, all kinds of ways we could use that video to get out there and share what Westlake's all about. And the second one, I think we're already starting to use just a little bit, but it's the Westlake It's All Here campaign. So showing that you have it all here, just like all the private surrounding schools, you have all the same things you do. It's all here at Westlake as well. So we could do regular postcard mailers, email blasts, use the PTA e-blast. Those are just a few of the tactics we could use to share that it's all here in Westlake. And each piece we would send might have a different topic, highlighting that Westlake offers technology, 3D printers, AP classes, the IB program, everything you have to offer we could highlight in different ways through the It's All Here campaign. We could also do a social media video campaign called Why Westlake. And these would be just short, maybe 30-second videos that would be current students and alumni saying, why Westlake? What did Westlake do for you? Or what are they doing for you to move you forward? And again, this could be on your social media accounts, on the website, different things like that. Another idea would be shadow days, where eighth graders or students at the middle school might shadow some students at the high school and programs that they're interested in. So if there's technology, IB, AP courses, to kind of get an idea of what's there, then they could hear from teachers, counselors, and students about the opportunities at the high school. You could also do a letter campaign from high school principals, kind of focusing on the retention of those eighth grade or middle school students to come up to the high school saying that they're excited to have you, highlights of what they can expect from their freshman year, unique opportunities, just another touch to keep Westlake in front of them. Additionally, expand on the parent information nights or open houses to make it a big showcase for Westlake High School. So in addition to what you're already doing the building tours, things like that when families come in those nights, but could we have the band or choir do a performance? Could student artwork be displayed? Could they go in the building, the rooms, and see the 3D printers in action, or different things like that to make it really exciting and engaging and want them to stay and come back? Along those same lines, is there a mentorship program that we can create with high school students to eighth grade? It wouldn't be necessarily a one-on-one thing, because that might be a little difficult, but these high schoolers could speak to eighth grade classrooms. They could give tours of the high school, be a part of the shadow days, provide tips and advice, just to make, again, that connection between the high school and the younger students. Also involve the PTSA, if they could get involved and start speaking maybe at, you know, the younger grade levels to, again, talk about the high school, all it has to offer, again, make that connection between the buildings. Another idea for videos would be academic pathway videos to really talk about and dive into what you offer. So is it College Credit Plus? Is it IB? Is it AP? What are you offering? What opportunities do they provide? How are they different? What's the best route for you? Kind of to break those down and talk about those a little deeper. Also to create middle school nights or performances. So is there a night that
football or basketball game, the middle school cheerleaders could cheer for the high school students or perform with the marching band or just things like that, again, to bring those different groups together and really make that connection with the high school. And then the next two are really kind of getting more out into the community. Crocker Park is huge up here. It's a wonderful shopping experience, dining experience. Everybody goes there. It's also a great place for advertising opportunities, which is included in a little more detail at the end if you want to take a look at that. But they're absolutely advertising on their signage, in their parking garages, all kinds of displays that we could highlight, again, what Westlake has to offer. They are also looking for, and this would be an easy and very inexpensive way to get Westlake involved, they are also continually looking for performers for the Christmas season for their summer concert series. So it could be the band, the cheerleaders, the tumblers, the choir, and it's free to the performers. They can just sign up, and they really, when I was speaking to the advertising rep, they're really looking to make that connection with Westlake, to get Westlake involved and have the students out there performing during the summer, during events, to be a great way to be great exposure for Westlake at no cost. And then there's annual city events. Again, just to give that exposure, everybody could be in Westlake gear, participate in the Memorial and 4th of July parades, have student volunteers at other events throughout the year, such as Fall Festival or the Easter Egg Hunt. Again, just to kind of give that exposure and really show people what Westlake's all about. The goal and the next steps would be to work with a kind of a smaller committee or a group, including Kim, a board member, myself, and some other administrators or teachers, anyone who wants to get involved in putting some of these in motion so we can get this started, get this rolling, and really starting to build up that Westlake brand and Westlake pride.
Who's your board member?
Whoever wants to join.
I'm interested.
I'm interested too.
Yeah. We could bring two on. Yeah, Carol replied first.
You might have to arm wrestle over.
I'm ready.
Oh, can I use two hands? But we both could. We are the community outreach subcommittee of the board. So that would make sense.
Yes.
I am not surprised you volunteered.
The more the merrier, right?
Okay.
Yes,
absolutely. As long as it's under three.
So you have your board members. So.
Yep. Wonderful.
Good.
Yes. So Scott will work with you to get that first meeting set up and get these ideas rolling and get started.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.